What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a Wednesday Night War review. Kicking off this week's AEW Dynamite, we had FTR with Tully Blanchard versus The Best Friends on NXT. We had the Undisputed Era and Burch and Lorcan.
Are literally going to become the number one contenders.
This is coming just weeks after that brutal parking lot match that we alluded to earlier, JR.
Guys, we are going to run this business for a very long time. Parking lot brawl are healthy
and that,
today.
Boys and girls, and if you know the line, feel free to sing along
for
at home.
Good Night Express, but no. Trent able to reverse plants Dax Harwood with a DDT.
FTR taken out of their game once again by the challenger. As we said, in 1-7 in the last nine. They come in here with momentum and confidence.
Here comes Danny Burch.
This is it.
Chuck Taylor just stalking Dax Harwood. Harwood appeared to be the weak link. Trent nearly had him beat twice. Chuck looking to take advantage of it.
To get into the matchup, now is your big opportunity.
Dax is just like, oh, what the hell? What is he doing? The belt in the ring.
The belt is trying to deck Chuck with it, but Chuck Taylor.
And a kick out by Roderick Strong.
Harwood, no. Harwood escapes out the back waist lock.
Great standing switch.
Oh!
Well, there went the belt.
The referee didn't see it.
No, he was down on all fours.
Come on!
Jerry, you talked about Tully Blanchard. That was typical Tully Blanchard action right there, using the belt when the referee was down to win the match.
Tully needed a big play call deep in the game here. His team was on the ropes. Victor Tully and Little. Caboose. Finally, Brad. You hear the crack of that heavy belt on the skull.
And FTR, the top tag team here in AEW, the top tag team in the world. But thus far, they have not been able to defend those titles without some sort of interference or interplay by Tully Blanchard.
But the bottom line, someone will say, we're off the top. There's a proof of the old buddy. There's still a chance.
Well, here, oh, no, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lordy.
What the hell's a... And now before bringing Miro out here, I guess that's who Sandy was referring to and said, go get him.
Yeah, this, I guess this is payback for destroying that arcade game.
And Miro, just taking Chuck over the top.
Sandy, look at that forward like he's a small child.
Lee Johnson just eats a right hand.
Big shot, Lee just got nailed.
At least one of the great young prospects here in AEW, but Miro!
Let's not forget about NXT TakeOver 31.
This is on the street defense going to jail.
At the expense of those two superstars getting involved in the Cruiserweight Championship. Wait a minute,
Lee's a fine young athlete, but the guys are just outsized here. They're outmanned.
It's on the outside.
It's all been Miro. Everything Miro.
And of course, they've not forgotten what happened.
Maluda in his sights, big diving body press.
Wow, just one move and he'll bring the big guy back in.
These two former opponents now teaming up together against the guard.
Well, they're really upset about the damage done to those San Juan Denshi buttons.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say that. I knew you had it.
Right. Well, he's a big video gamer. He has a big Twitch channel, we know.
And right now, Miro saying it's game over for Sean Maluda.
No choice. The sign young man but to tag. And Miro looks to continue.
Possibly almost might be considering to perhaps join the inner circle.
Whoa, Chris, let's not start rumors, okay? I never said that, buddy.
Measuring theory right to the back with a forearm.
We get it, Max. You're living out one of your childhood fantasies, getting a jerk Jericho's chain.
Yeah, that means playtime.
But
over.
There is no Gargano's maybe, possibly anything. We don't want you in the inner circle. End of story. Can we leave, Chris?
Hold on. Listen, we are a family. We're a team. We make our decisions together. But I will say this. We need some time before we let you know. But I will say this. How about next week?
Into the cover.
You and I.
Good night, Austin Theory.
On one.
Here is your winner, Johnny Gargano.
But Beth,
That was no easy feat for Johnny Gargano. We can't take anything away from Austin Theory.
Yeah, Austin Theory walking into this. He's got that relentless mentality, that unbeatable mindset.
So let me get this straight, Chris.
To go from good to great to unstoppable.
You want to eat steak?
And I mean, that performance tonight says it all.
When it comes to killer instinct, Johnny Gargano Wade showed it in the end.
You want to have a steak dinner, huh? You want to have a steak?
But we got all the momentum. But Cassie can't afford to waste one more second.
Kick out by Blackheart.
He needs to hit that orange punch, and he needs to put Cody away.
Urgently.
I'm sure Cassie heard the time.
The experience, the intelligence, once again, looking at the bigger picture.
Oh, he went for the orange punch.
Couldn't hit it, Cody.
Orange reverses. Mousetrap. One, two.
Knowing what comes next. One step ahead of the game.
It is a draw. A time limit draw. It looked as if Orange Cassidy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time limit has expired. Therefore, still TNT champion, Cody.
We were 1 second away from Orange Cassidy being crowned the new TNT champion.
Here on Sports All the Time, talking about time management. Orange Cassidy had a time management issue.
Oh, Sammy is over.
To get her footing here in NXT, the landscape is quite different than anywhere else.
Oh, nice German suplex by Toni Storm.
The most competitive women's division anywhere on earth here in NXT.
Well, you can say
it was me.
Is Toni Storm
it was me all along.
To that
I'm never
roster.
Gonna stop.
The
I'm the man. Laying
what
it all.
A clothesline. Toni
I'm the man
Storm
that took out your knee.
Up.
I'm the man that busted your face.
Hook
and I'm the man
Aaliyah.
That every single week they clear you. I'm gonna send you right back on the shelf. I'm gonna send you right back to the hospital. Because this is not over until I send you home for good.
Michaels
finds
himself as the pride of Italy. Reaches out,
heart
makes
and
the
soul.
Tag.
Trying to stay in this
Tal,
match
and now
and become the champion for the first time in her first opportunity.
Inside out goes Maverick.
Tomashita charging in, looking for that Tomashita, that running knee strike. But Swole, dirty dancing, she takes the champ.
That's it.
Covers one, two, oh!
Hand in a row, stops again.
The only thing you had to stop this match.
That's exactly right, Delirium. No doubt about it.
She would have won it right there.
Sheeta needs a mirror.
The ripcord, the dirty dancing. No, Sheeta rolls, swole through. Elbow strike from the knees. Now Hikaru Sheeta.
Running knee strike. The side of the head of the challenger.
Oh, and wait a minute. Oh, there's Ever-Rise.
Covers. One, two, three.
And Martel.
And what a hard fought match.
The winner of this match ends.
AEW Women's World Champion, Hikaru Shida.
Loomis has weathered that. You, what the heck did I just see? What a leg drop!
On a damaged ankle after the beating, he's just taken, he might have won the match here.
Come on! Oh, Priest hits his shoulder up at two. Beth, what a championship match. Oh! Damian Priest now being beaten all over the Capitol Wrestling Center. Wait a minute! Oh, damn it, Grimes!
Behind the referee's back!
I can't believe what I just witnessed in this NXT North American Championship match here on your main event live on NXT from the Capitol Wrestling Center. Damian Priest has no idea what just happened. Just connected with South of Heaven. Priest to retain his title. Into the cover. Put them away. And Damian Priest holds on to his gold.
Here is your winner, and still the NXT North American champion, Damian Priest.
Wait, I don't believe Damian Priest realized what happened.
No, absolutely not. The referee didn't see it either. It was a drive-by sneak attack from Cameron Grimes. That is not how this should have ended.
Priest taking exception.
Oh! A reckoning for Cameron Grimes.
Nothing less than he deserves.
Get out of my business.
You must be very proud of yourselves.
at Halloween Havoc, Candice LeRae, you will face Io Shirai for the NXT Women's Championship. And you, Johnny Gargano, you will face Damian Priest for the NXT North American Championship. But the stakes are going to be higher. Don't just take it from me. Take it from the host of Halloween Havoc.
Johnny. Candice. Both of your matches will be determined with spin the wheel, make a deal.
This week's episode of AEW Dynamite, which is the 1 year anniversary show, I'm gonna give it 2 stars. NXT, I'm gonna give it 2 stars. Not really much going on both shows. I know they're trying to build for both of their pay-per-views coming up in AEW. We got Full Gear. For NXT, we have Halloween Havoc. Shout out to Halloween Havoc. I love that name, the old school WCW name. I love that. Just didn't see Jon Moxley losing his AEW World Championship. I just didn't see Cody Rhodes losing his championship. I didn't see Io Shirai losing her championship. It was just championship matches just to have championship matches. NXT had the better wrestling matches, but was it really going anywhere? Johnny Gargano getting the win over Austin Theory. I really felt like Austin Theory should have got the win here, but we do see why, because Johnny Gargano is going to go up against Damian Priest for that North American Heavyweight Championship at Halloween Havoc. But I liked Austin Theory. A little disappointed there. Don't really care about the Killian Dane stuff. Don't care about Big Swole. Don't care about Drake Maverick. Let's just end those feuds. Let's get that over with. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe. Support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/Nation of Podcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts. That's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/Nation of Podcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.